We spoke yesterday about the question in general of eating before Tefillah, and we spoke 2 days ago about the question of eating on Shabbat before Tefillah, and if one is allowed to do so, whether or not one needs to make Kiddush. Today I want to discuss a third scenario in that series, and that's the question of women eating before Tefillah on Shabbat, and whether or not they need to make Kiddush, and whether or not indeed they're allowed to eat before the Tefillah. So Sefer Shmirat Shabbat Kilchata, Perek Nun Bet, Se'if Yud Gimel, he says two possibilities. He says there are some women who daven Shachrit every day and don't eat until after they daven Shachrit. And if that's the case, then on Shabbat, their din is exactly the same as a man. So that means to say, before davening Shachrit, they can have a drink of water or a cup of coffee or something like that, even if they've already said Birchot HaShachar. And then after the Tefillah, they can't have anything to eat or drink until they make Kiddush. And this is, he points out in the footnotes, this is following the view of the Ramban and the Maskan of many Achronim, including the Mishnah Berurah, that preferably and the primary position is that a woman has a chiyuv to daven Tefillat Shachrit, just like a man does. And it's assuming that the Issur Achila before Tefillah applies equally to women as it does do to men. His second scenario, though, is a woman who doesn't daven a full tefillah every day, just says Ezer Bakasha, just says the Birchot HaShachar or something like that, and Bakasha, prayer, request for all sorts of good things. And this is based on the Shita of the Rambam that says that Midoraita, there's no chiyuv of formal tefillah every day, and the view of the Magen Avraham in Siman Kuf Vav, that women aren't chayav even midrabanan in a proper tefillah every day. So they're only chayav to say Ezer Bakasha in the morning. And therefore, on once they've said that Bakasha, certainly on Shabbat, once they've said that Bakasha, then they've it's as if they've davened, and they wouldn't be able to eat without making Kiddush. So they could have a cup of coffee or something before saying Birchot HaShachar, if they've already said Birchot HaShachar, and now they want to eat. Even if they're going to go later to shul and daven Shachrit in shul, nevertheless, seeing as they don't usually daven in shul, they don't usually daven Shachrit properly. So therefore, they're allowed to eat after they've said Birchot HaShachar, and now they're going to need to make Kiddush. Obviously, it's best that a woman should daven a proper tefillah every day and not eat till afterwards. But there can be some exceptions to the case if a woman has got several children, and by the time she's got them up and dressed and breakfasted and out the house and taken them to school, etc., etc., it's not necessarily realistic that she should have to wait till 9:30, 10 o'clock in the morning before she's able to have breakfast. So therefore, she might follow the opinion that she only needs to say Ezer Bakasha before eating breakfast, so she can say that whilst the children are brushing their teeth, and then she can have breakfast together with them. And then after she's done the school run, or whatever it is, she might then have time to daven the tefillah properly. Obviously, if she's a sem girl on holiday, there's no reason why she shouldn't daven a full tefillah before eating. And can't see very many grounds to say that it shouldn't be necessary for her to daven a full tefillah. In any event, that's what the Sefer Shmirat Shabbat Kilchata says. If she davens a regular davening, then she's got the same din as a man has. If she davens just Ezer Bakasha, then once she said that Bakasha, she's now got a chiyuv of Kiddush. However, Rav Moshe Feinstein in a tshuva in Igrot Moshe, Chelek Orach Chaim, Chelek Dalet Siman Kuf Aleph, he has what seems to me to be a very big chiddush. And he says that even a woman who just says Ezer Bakasha and then eats, if her husband hasn't yet davened, so then she's not got a chiyuv of kiddush yet, because she's dependent on her husband, and until he's got a chiyuv of kiddush, she doesn't have a chiyuv of kiddush. So he says she's allowed to eat after she said Ezer Bakasha without making kiddush. He then says, though, that if he has davened but for whatever reason doesn't want to make Kiddush yet. He sits down and goes to a shir after the tefillah, and then comes home or whatever it is, or comes home with a chavruta, and they learn before making Kiddush. Once he's finished davening and he's got a chiyuv of tefillah, chiyuv of Kiddush, then she's got a chiyuv of Kiddush, even though he might not be making Kiddush now. And then he says that logically it would make sense that even if she's davened a full tefillah and said the Amidah and everything, if her husband hasn't yet davened, and this would apply even to a woman who every day says the whole of tefillah, if her husband yet hasn't davened, then she should be able to eat without making kiddush because she's dependent on her husband. He says logically that makes sense, but Lemaisa, he thinks that she should make kiddush. But the whole premise here seems a little bit strange to me, that we should say that a woman is dependent on her husband's chiyuv for kiddush, that she's then got a chiyuv of, hasn't got a chiyuv kiddush until he has. Having seen the tshuva, he doesn't make it clear at all where that comes from. And I think many women would say that their chiyuv of kiddush is not dependent at all on their husband. Their husband can daven when he wants to daven and make kiddush when he wants to daven, and they'll daven when they want to daven and make kiddush when they want to daven, when they want to make kiddush. Ad kan.